B-Pod Studios.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where...
Dialogue.
What did I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hobson, concerned about the Patriots?
Man, I'm concerned, Sal. I'm as concerned as I've ever been, but mind you, I had been concerned about the Patriots all season long. Remember, y'all, no rookie quarterback has gone to a Super Bowl, first and foremost. Okay. Secondly, Bill Belichick has done a phenomenal job all year, but Mac Jones is the limiting reactant. I say limiting reactant. Mac Jones is going to be what stops the Patriots from getting where they want to go. Reason the Patriots lost to the Miami Dolphins yesterday was truly off that interception, first quarter, Xavier Howard. The difference in that game occurred early in the game. One, momentum change, and two, Patriots, you can't afford to give up points on offense because your defense is already fighting their butts off to make sure they do not give up points. You have to be concerned about the Patriots, mainly because the Patriots got our hopes up. Remember when they won 7 games in a row, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. It was the Patriots before the Chiefs. Yes. Patriots before the Dolphins. Yes. Before the Dolphins had won their 7 games in a row and the Chiefs had won their 8 games in a row, the Patriots won 7 games in a row. And we started to believe, man, are the Patriots going to face the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl? Brady versus Belichick once again? Mm. And now I'm realizing the Patriots aren't even going to get past the Buffalo Bills.
Manuel Acho there talking about Mac Jones being a limiting factor for the Patriots. I feel like there is an onslaught of Mac Jones criticism that has been thrown his way in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, because you're only as good as your last game, and that's what people remember, and that's what people stick with. Throw in there, too. He fumbled inside the 25 on a snap. There's points, man. 7 points the other way, and then you're driving to get potentially 7. Like, you were moving the ball at that point. You were really moving the ball. And for whatever happened with Andrews and why you had to go to the sideline, you put Karras in there. You got to know that other guy's in there, and you got to ride him a little bit more. You got to ride that other guy. You got to take it up in the line. You just can't back out because, okay, that's the way David snaps it. You got to understand, hey, Teddy's in there, and I got to stay with him a little bit more here. Yeah, I don't blame people for thinking that because that's fresh in your thinking. You know, he played really well against Jacksonville, but people dismiss that because it's Jacksonville. He's got to get in rhythm like Tua did in that first drive early in this game. Then I'll believe, hey, we got a shot. We really got a shot then. But I think the first 7 minutes in this game is critical. Escape that first 7 minutes. Scoreless or up 3 or up 7. You do that, then it's game on, man. Then you came to play. But if you defer, Buffalo takes it, 11-play drive, and they score 7-zip, we're done. We're in trouble.
617-779-0985. Dana's in the car. Hi, Dana.
Hey, guys. Who are you?
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, got a quick question for you. Has anybody broken down the analytics of how many points have come from special teams gaffes by the Patriots? So if you look at the Colts game, that's 10 points off of special teams. Miami could either go 3 or 10. So how many points have come from special team errors the Patriots have made that resulted in Patriots losses? Something to think about or look at.
Yeah, I mean, their special teams have been piss poor is what it's been.
Yeah.
They've had a bad year. They should fire their coach. They should fire Cam Accord.
He's in trouble.
Yep, he should be. They should get somebody else coaching that unit. I don't know what else to say about it. Can they clean that up before Saturday? Can they fix their special teams issues before that game?
Yeah, that's just simple stuff. Hey, guys, here's how you line up on a return. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't jump. How about this? You jump, we're taking $5,000. Conduct detrimental. You step in a neutral zone on a freaking 3rd and 4 or a 4th and 4 and they get a first down, I'm taking $5,000 out of your check. Can't do that, but, you know.
Yep.
I'm going to sit your ass down.
In his 4th year here? He's been here for 4 years. The special teams coach. Last year and this year as the special teams coach. He worked
Young, works his ass off, and he's cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how's that worked out for the Patriots this year? Less than ideal. But he did come from not Alabama or Georgia or one of those big SEC schools that tend to produce some good coaches. No, he came from Southwest Mississippi Community College prior to coaching with the Patriots. He spent 5 years there. He served as the offensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, quarterbacks, running backs, tight ends coach. I don't know if he did all those at the same time, but he held all of those titles.
Probably did. Community college, you probably, yeah.
Recruiting coordinator.
Got one title.
And this to me is funny because this is in his official bio. His Patriots bio touts this as a reason for anyone to think that he'd be really good at coaching at this level. And that is, in 2014, again, that's what, 7 years ago now, his kickoff return unit at Southwest Mississippi Community College ranked third, and the punt return unit ranked second in the nation in return average. Now, at the community college levels, though, do you think that's a result of coaching or whichever community college shows up with the best punt returner?
I'll answer your question, but they keep showing this play on the simulcast. Lawrence Guy is literally head-to-head with the snapper.
Yeah.
Which has been illegal for, what, 9, 8 years?
Long time, a decade.
I mean, I don't even know if Lawrence Guy is that veteran of a player that many years to where, oh, I screwed up because it's a new rule. Like, I would give a guy a little bit of leeway if you're running a screen and you get out there and all of a sudden you blow your mind and you cut a guy down. You cut his legs up because that's what I've done for 10 years of my career. But they changed the rule and I got screwed on it. Like, I would give a guy leeway on that. I don't think you've ever been taught to do that. Like, you walk through punt coverage. You walk through punt block on a Friday. You never line up over the center. I mean... But what was your question again about the school?
No, I'm just wondering, when you lead the nation, or you're third in the nation in punt return average, is that at the community college level, is that a result of coaching in a great unit, or is it because you're a community college and the range of athletes is pretty vast?
Yeah,
showed up with the best athlete at that level.
Well, it's a different sample.
Yeah.
I'll grant you that. It's a different pool of talent.
Just curious.
I'd compare it to Arizona State film where N'Keal Harry fields that punt, and everybody got goo-goo gaga because he had that one punt return. Now, all of a sudden, he's this great returner. Just because you could do that or have a good average doesn't mean it's really going to resonate at the next level, which it hasn't. I think it's who you know. Somebody gives you an opportunity. You get your foot in the door. You're younger, which means, okay, you're not a Dean Pease guy that's vested. It's looking for some money. And has earned his stripes somewhat. By the way, we never ever got to that Dean Pease presser where he talked about, you know, how long it took for him to become a coordinator. And these guys nowadays, 26, think they should be offense coordinator all of a sudden. Because that's a bunch of BS. You got to earn your stripes in this league. Pease was great on it. And it's funny now because yesterday was Black Monday. And then I saw somebody's tweet yesterday that
so is
Kevin
Dean
O'Connell,
Pease pissed that Cam McCord at 33 years old with his vast experience at the community college level?
I would say he'd be pissed. Because I coached a long time in this league. He goes, I didn't become coordinator in this league until I was, what, 55 or something. Like, but, okay, if you want to save some money and get a guy that's going to work his ass off, get you coffee and be there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., that's your guy.
Let me phrase it like this. Should the New England Patriots... Hardy, this is the New England Patriots, six-time world champions.
I understand who you're talking about.
Class of the NFL type of team.
Sure,
all-time franchise now.
Yeah, go
based
ahead.
On the way they've played,
yeah.
And all the levels of success they've had. You know, they've got an organization top to bottom that's just a model for a lot of other teams. Should they have a coordinator who never coached in the NFL prior to being here?
Ah, seems risky.
He's not a position coach. He's a coordinator. Special teams coordinator. He's one of your three coordinators. Well, not that they named a defensive one, but, you know. He's got the title.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to should anyone to death, but it would be a bold choice to do something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, well, feels that way. Now, I've watched Last Chance U on Netflix.
What?
I understand that those community colleges down south have some good football
to
be played.
You talked about that before. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two guys down there. They got some players.
But I would just think there's a stop between Last Chance U and New England.
Something,
you know,
in
the Patriots.
Something in between, like a stepping stone.
I just think there'd be a little something in between. Maybe move up in the college ranks a little bit. Maybe get a few more years under the belt in the NFL.
I got one for you. I put Belichick on that.
What are you saying?
I think he's smart, attention to detail. He's been around the game now to where Bill's had him working scouting for a while, charting stuff, understanding the game, breaking down all kind of film. He's moved around different positions. You know, let's let him head up. Hey, it's not working with this guy. You've sort of earned your stripes around here, so to speak. A lot of people, talk about Brian as, Steve's obviously the guy people talk about because of the defense.
So you want Brian to be the special teams coordinator?
I'd give it to Brian.
Okay.
And that's not saying, hey, you're going to be an offensive coordinator or defense coordinator, but, you know our guys now. You know how much we allocate to special teams. They're giving you Slater, giving you Cardona, giving you guys like Brandon King, Miles Bryant, all those guys. Here's your base. Now it's incorporate everything. All we want you to do is get guys to line up right. Don't F it up. That's all. I don't need you going there and devise things to where, like the Ray Ventrone, like the Ventrones of the world. The blocks a punt on you because, I got it in for you. We're going to design something. No, I don't need any twists. I don't need any edge guys that are jumpers. Just freaking line up, field the ball when it's kicked. Let's fair catch it, and let's not get crazy where we're trying to bloop kick it down around the 3 and they return it to the 35. If we got a guy could like Jake Bailey could boom kick it out of the effing end zone, let's start with our defense on a 25. Let's go. Let's make Jake Bailey be better next year. Better directional punting. Directional punting. Like, is that rocket science?
I love how passionate you get about this. It's great. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut
you
off.
There's a lot of stuff that isn't cleaned up where it's always been cleaned up before that's hurting them right now. Yeah. And it pisses you off because you're blowing some opportunities that you had. Four weeks ago, you were the number one damn seed.
Speaking of that coaching staff, they may be losing Gerard Mayo. The latest on Gerard Mayo and the teams that want to talk to him. We'll get to that coming up next. More of your thoughts on the Patriots ahead of a big playoff game Saturday night in Buffalo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right? Woo!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We'll start with the obvious one, Dan Quinn, the Cowboys defensive coordinator, someone who has already built a pretty strong relationship with general manager George Payton. This makes a lot of sense. And I know Broncos fans, this basically the last 10 years or so has been about the quarterback and making sure the quarterback is right. Most important, making sure they have someone to lead this football team. You can always hire a good offensive coordinator, Quinn, very well connected. I have no doubt he'll be able to hire a top offensive mind. This is about leadership and setting the culture, and I believe Dan Quinn will be a very strong candidate in Denver. Similar situation for their other request, Gerard Mayo, one of the Patriots' top defensive coaches, de facto defensive coordinator, and someone who, of course, played for Bill Belichick and now has risen in the coaching ranks for Bill Belichick. Another dynamic, strong leader, pretty young, but someone the players immediately respect, and certainly someone that the Denver Broncos want to take a look at.
Ian Rappaport on Gerard Mayo, who is interviewing with the Denver Broncos. He requested an interview. They fired Vic Fangio, as you know, after their finish to the season. And so if Gerard Mayo goes and takes the interview, he probably will have a decent chance of getting a job. I don't know that he's going to be the favorite. I don't know if they absolutely want Gerard Mayo. But so here we are.
Yep.
Gerard Mayo drawing interest like we expected he might.
Yeah, he drew it last year. So I wouldn't be shocked if he drew it again this year, another year under his belt. You know, it's a guy Bill had to talk into coaching a couple of years ago and pick his brain, and he took to it and was pretty damn successful from the get-go. It's a guy that knows defense really well, that knows all the calls, that I think the players respect. He's kind of got that cool angle. You know, you played for Bill, then you coached for Bill. There's not many guys that did that, you know. There really aren't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think going back to it because Vrabel didn't coach under Bill. A lot of Vrabel – see, Vrabel automatically gets thrown in that category. Like, wow, he played for Bill, you know, worked under Bill. Yeah, he didn't coach for Bill. That's different. It's a different demand. So I think Mayo now knows the attention to detail, the work ethic, the amount of prep that goes into it now. And you had to learn that for a couple of years, and he did that. So I like Gerard. I think he's one of the smartest guys I've been around in football. Just to hear him speak about it and talk about it, and it's a great opportunity for him. I'd be interested. Hell yeah, you want to coach your own team.
He'd make an excellent head coach. He really would. And when we talked probably, I don't know, a few months ago.
It's the ability to hold the room, and I keep talking about this. Oh. Guys that hold the room, the ability to hold the room and get the respect and attention of the player. That's first and foremost. That's like half the battle.
I think it's becoming more and more a part of the battle. I look at Brandon Staley for the Chargers on Sunday night, and he's got his play sheet out. And I got to say, I don't like head coaches. I don't like Andy Reid when he does this, and he's one of these guys.
You get lost in it.
Oh, my God. Like, you're the head guy. You got to let somebody else do that. You got to turn that over to somebody else. The guys with the intense walking up and down the sideline with the play sheet in the hand. Do you see Bill doing that?
No.
No. That's not his style. He's coaching the actual game. He's focused on what's happening on the field at all times.
Vrabel's got it rolled up in his hand, at least. You know, he's not there. He's not looking at it, but he's a great feel for the game. And, that's where these guys get lost in, okay, time management. Holy crap, okay, we're at 5. I was trying to get the next series ready to go here. No, you're the head coach. You got to manage all that crap. You know, who was the guy out? Oh, God, who was the last head coach of the Chargers? What the hell was his name?
You know, I'm probably biased. You know, I've grown up here and watching Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. And even Pete Carroll. Was Pete one of those sheet guys?
No.
He wasn't one of those guys.
Nope.
He didn't do that
had
crap.
It in his head. Had it in his head.
But I remember Pete with the hands on the knees watching the game.
I've never been around Belichick on the sideline as the head guy to where I hear stuff, but I remember vividly with Parcells and Carroll. And same thing with Jimmy Johnson. Now, those guys would constantly be on that headphone. What do we got here? What do we got here, Al? I don't like it. Give me something else. Mo, you getting those next guys ready over there? Mo Cartha, tell them running backs. We're running the ball next, you know? And it's complete control, offense, defense.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think
Pete,
a big part
Pete
of it
used
is
to do with Bo Pelini, you know? Hey, Bo, I'm going to blitz next series here. Let's go. Give me 3 calls. Get them ready. Get our subset ready. Just turn Lawyer loose here, you know? Little things like that.
Yeah.
Where you're not calling the plays. And oh, my God, I'm stuck in here. Well, oh, my God, we've got all these plays for third down. Andy should know that right away, too. Like, Andy Reid with Mahomes, like, you should know what your five best third down plays are. You don't need to go to your sheet.
So, going back to the 2-4, when they were 2-4, and people were talking about, oh, what's Bill going to do? What if things don't go well here? What if in a year, what if, you know, he wants to move on, or the team wants to move on, or wherever things go? You know, who could be the next head coach? And I said at the time, Gerard Mayo. I think that they would love to have Gerard Mayo. He's young.
Yeah,
he's going to connect with players. He commands the room. He's super freaking smart. He's just a really smart guy. He's done a lot of different stuff.
Yep.
He's worked in, you know, the financial world, which would certainly help in, you know, front office type decision making.
Managing money.
He did media stuff. I know it was local, but I think that's sort of important to see that side of the what it is in football.
He's not an a-hole.
No, he's a good guy. I think he'd have a lot of respect. And he knows what it's like to be a player, right? He knows what it's like to be a player. I know it's been a few years since he was playing, but he knows what it's like to be in the NFL in modern times. He knows what it's like. He can connect with players. I think he'd make a fabulous head coach. And I also don't think he'd be one of those guys buried in a play sheet.
Right.
Because that's not his style, and he's a defensive side of the ball type of guy. So he wouldn't need it anyway. Let's get it all upstairs. All upstairs. Green dot type of guy. Yeah. Right there. Miles in Newburyport disagrees with this. Miles, go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
What's
I agree with both the points. You guys are definitely right. I mean, Gerard's a great guy, super smart. I mean, he controls the locker room. So why would you ever want to let a guy like that go?
And don't.
To that someone's going to poach him.
Exactly.
That's why.
You don't. But in the chance that they do let him go, you don't want to see a Brian Flores part two, where a perfectly good guy leaves and then they just throw him away.
So I'm going to throw Flores away. Flores got a head gig.
What's that?
Mail's up
Patriots?
For a head gig. You can't keep guys like that. You can't keep guys that are going to elevate to a higher position. You know?
That's fair. But, I mean, you want to hold on to everything you got. You can't just have a Belichick nepotism tree of all coaches. You got to have a little diversity in their own.
I also don't think you can block guys from going and getting head coaching gigs,
no.
Which is all part of the rules now.
I mean, he's not even technically the defensive coordinator right now. I think people assume it's Steve, right?
Your guess
honestly,
is as good
you
as
guys
mine.
Vote. Who do you think is calling the plays right now defensively?
Oh, it's Steve.
I think it's Steve.
It's Steve Belichick.
Okay, so he's your coordinator. Your true coordinator.
By the way.
Not by title, but... Who's running the defensive meeting? I'd love to be in a defensive
but
meeting.
Defensive
who starts the meeting?
Okay, defensive coordinator to me, though, it's not just like who's calling the meeting, who's calling the plays, who's in charge of it.
Correct.
And I think Bill's still in charge.
Oh, yeah, it's still. It's
and not just from a chain of command like Buck stops with me. I think it's Bill's defense.
Well, I do, too. And I think it's unique because there's not many guys in the league that have that cachet to say, OK, things are arrived. We're down 14. Let's get on one knee with a whiteboard. I don't know if Mayo or Steve can do that yet.
I think Bill was trying to hand that thing off to Steve at the start of the year. And it didn't go as planned. And after that Dallas game, there was more involvement.
Yeah, third and 25 killed that.
Yep, third and 25 against Dallas.
Yeah,
couldn't get a stop at the end. I'll tell you what, though, there is as big of a loss as it would be, and I do think it would be a loss to have Gerard Mayo depart and get a job elsewhere, which I think is going to happen, if not this offseason, next offseason. The Patriots would get compensation for Gerard Mayo if he were to take the Denver Broncos head coaching job. I'll tell you the details of that coming up after these headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This one get you moving, Zo.
Yeah. People loved it yesterday. How many people in their band do you think you had?
Oh.
Just one Casio keyboard?
Easily two.
How many keyboards?
I would like to go back and, like, you know, remember the Lisa and Culture Jam with Full Force?
Right.
So they had the big crew in there. How many people were actually responsible for the music?
Correct.
Probably,
my favorite one
probably
is
like two, three.
Who's the band?
At least one for sure.
What's the name of the group? Curvy Curve. Huppy Humps was in. What's her name? Justin Amos.
Fergie.
Yeah, with Will I Am in that and the.
Black Eyed Peas.
And they all did their like that Super Bowl halftime show, and none of them played instruments, and only one sang, but they all. it's great.
Good show.
When's their next album coming out?
I'll look that up for you. Right
look
now.
That up.
I don't know that they're a thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know that they're releasing albums. I don't know that they've got any studio time booked. I'd tell you about the compensation if Gerard Mayo is to leave.
Yeah.
Last November, not this past November, but November of 2020, NFL owners approved a resolution that compensates teams when they have a minority staff member take a head coaching job or other higher positions elsewhere. a team that loses a minority assistant coach who becomes a head coach, it also applies to personnel executives who become GMs. That team that loses the coach will receive third-round compensatory picks in each of the next two drafts.
Wow. So you missed that with Brian Flores then.
Yeah.
Missed this because it came into effect last November.
Right.
So if Gerard Mayo is to leave and take the Broncos job, the Patriots will get 2 third-round picks.
That's why Bill's saying go.
That's why Bill's like, go ahead. Yeah. Take the job. We love picks.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That way there's nobody in the way of Steve Belichick taking over the defense. None. Go ahead. Take that gig.
Yep.
Because as people keep looking at you as a potential head coach, if this team goes south, they're going to be looking at you to take over. Get out! I'm obviously joking. I think Bill Belichick and Gerard Mayo probably have a pretty good relationship, and that's why Gerard's here in the first place. But we do know that Bill likes third-round picks. Can't have enough picks, though.
Can't
have enough of those mid-rounders.
When Damian Harris go? Third round, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. More of your thoughts on the Patriots. Joey's in Kingston. Joey.
Hey, good morning, boys.
What's up?
So, just this Patriots defense, they have not been the same since the bye week. I mean, I don't know what's going on. But I was at that Bills game a few weeks ago. Josh Allen, he had a pretty good game. But you know, the Bills didn't punt the ball once at all during that game.
Yeah.
So, but I would like to think this weekend, Josh Allen does not have a repeat performance like he did.
There's no way.
Belichick has an answer for him. But if we played, and Zoe, I had a question for you earlier, but you pretty much answered at the beginning of the show. But I hope there isn't a negative carryover from this Miami game. Otherwise, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I don't think it's a negative carryover from the Miami game. I think it's all right. I think it's a realization of we didn't blow the one seed for the five seed. Like, I think that would be more devastating. You go into Miami and lay an egg. I think. Like a team like the Colts, it's freaking devastating for that organization. Everybody's talking about them. They're the hot team. They're getting in. They lose to Jacksonville, don't get into the playoffs. Like Frank Reich was stunned when he went to his post, when he went to his presser yesterday. Like, I still can't believe I'm having this conversation with you all right now. Like, you don't feel that way coming out of Miami. Like, all right, we're the five seed. We were the kind of the five seed going in, and we maintained the five seed. So all is not lost. Yeah, we still got stuff to play for. But again, it's the way you start the damn game. All these games that they had to win to lose, but they lost, they came out flat.
Well, Joey in Kingston is right about that. And Tommy Curran wrote about it at NBC Sports Boston, saying the weirdest plot twist in the 2021 Patriots season. Easy. He asked it as a question. Their bye week made them worse. What the hell happened to this team after it bullied the Bills 14-10 in the rain, snow, and wind of Western New York? Did they lose their edge? Think
they
they'd arrived?
Sorry for themselves. Yeah.
Did they feel sorry for themselves because their bye week not only came late but was bookended by Monday and Saturday games, which meant their vacation, as he put it in quotes, was cut 2 days short?
Yeah.
Something happened there with that bye week. Mac Jones talked about it coming back off the bye.
Matt Slater talked about it too after they lost to the Colts. Yeah, it's a real thing. Something's up there.
That's
that
weak,
poor,
if so.
Who is that? Is that poor leadership? Is that too many guys bitching and infecting the room? Yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, that there's potentially some sort of fracture there.
It's in your rearview mirror now, though. That's gone, you know.
Yeah, you could throw all that behind you. I mean, the regular season's over. That is probably part of the message this week.
See, I'm excited. Brand new season now. I'm excited to see Judon this week because I think he single-handedly wrecked the Titans in that playoff game a year ago. Like, that dude was a badass. Like, that tells me, like, okay, he's probably pretty good in the regular season. He could just elevate during the postseason. Which guys are going to step the game up because it's different atmosphere. You have the ability to elevate. There better be more than just him. J.C. Jackson, you better be able to do it. You know, Lawrence Guy, Hightower, you know, he had a week off now. Put him on the edge. Let him go get him. I don't want to see Hightower 7 yards deep in the middle. I think you got issues if that's the case, too, if you come out like that defensively. Him and Bentley, 7 yards deep in the middle. They really don't run the ball. They've run it more with Singletary over the last several weeks, but Daboll don't want to run it. He wants to throw it. Is this a game where You know, Bentley could be down, or could you afford to put Bentley down? I don't think you can, because I don't know the health of Hightower and what's going on there.
Chris in Hartford. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I woke up yesterday, Read and React was on, and I heard my voice. I woke up listening to, I called back to get my Who's My Daddy, and that's credit. Because I told you we weren't going to beat Miami, and I told you I don't want to play Buffalo, guys. This is not going to be good. Burt Breer said 31-17. It's probably going to be worse than that, all right? This team is not that good.
What the hell's he know?
And Belichick spent $200 million for two extra wins, and I say he shouldn't even beat Buffalo up in the Wind Bowl. Some of this has to come down on Belichick. Forget the draft picks. What about the free agents? I'm calling back. Who's my daddy? Have a great day.
All right, Chris. They lose on Saturday and they get embarrassed. 31-17, that's embarrassing.
You call back Monday, Chris, and we'll put you up first.
Daddy's home.
Daddy's home. Okay. I still don't. Who's my daddy versus daddy's home?
I think his point is that the Bills are your daddy.
Two different things.
That whole page.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I gather it now. You know, the old who's your daddy thing.
Yeah. Yankees are my daddy.
Right. I tip my cap and I call the Yankees my daddy, Pedro Martinez. So if they get embarrassed in Buffalo this weekend, I say 31-17 is an embarrassment, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not close. That's not competitive.
It's not competitive. That's like one of those games. If you're a random viewer, you turn off third quarter.
Yeah, if that happens, then there's a lot of dissection that will go on how the hell this thing ended. And but a lot of it will fall to Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think those are all fair questions if they lose. And I think that's why there's a lot riding on this game for Bill Belichick. There is.
Yep. You've won three more games already, three more regular season games, but you had the extra game. But if you go on the road and win a playoff game on the road, I think that's worth the money you spent in the offseason. That is. And if Henry has a good game, that's a credit to you. If Judon, who I brought up, has a great game, that's a credit to you grabbing those guys.
Yeah, and I've said,
I don't expect Aguilar to have a great game. I don't expect Bourne to have a great game. I sure as hell don't expect Jonnu Smith to have a great game.
Yep.
But I hope you go into this game to give your offense a fighting puncher's chance. Elevate Christian Wilkerson and put N'Keal Harry down.
N'Keal
Harry should not
be
a difference maker in this game.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think you're dreaming. I think you got that answer on Sunday that N'Keal Harry is still their guy. We'll talk more about it coming up next. 617-779-0985. More on the meaning of winning or losing this weekend and how it relates to Bill. We'll get back into that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zillack and Bertrand.
It's a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zillack and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
.617-779-0985. If the Patriots this weekend win, they've put all their question marks for the last month away. You don't have to think about them anymore. You don't have to worry about them anymore. Making it to the divisional round of the playoffs would be a great accomplishment for this team. And it erases, you know, sort of the concerns. If they lose and they do it and they're not competitive, though. That to me, you know, in a vacuum, to me, 2021 will still be a good season. They had a good year. Double-digit wins, playoff berth, all of it with a rookie quarterback. That's all good. They had a good year in a vacuum. But I think there will be lingering big questions about where it's going.
Yeah, and don't go up there and get embarrassed. That's the big thing.
Cannot get embarrassed.
You're the number one seed. People were considering you to be a potential, you know, viable candidate to go to the Super Bowl, you know, just 5 weeks ago. And then all of a sudden the floor falls out? That can't happen. You need to prove that you belong in these playoffs. I'm sorry about that. I heard that ad for a sand that Ryan had.
Ryan.
I went outside the sandbox, got some sand to eat there during that last break.
Oh, that's what that was. All right.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought it was Ryan. Chips from the car commercial.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Stop it, Dad.
Not those kind of chips.
I love chips. No, Dad. Not those chips. It's the chip shortage that's happening nationwide with cars.
Cars. Lots of them.
Hey, kids, give me some chips.
Love chips.
I want some dip.
T-Bone, are you going to set this thing up for us?
What?
Sure.
What are we setting up?
T-Bone told me something during the break there, and I said, save it for the air. I think this will be fun, unless you guys have already seen it.
Is it Stetson Bennett?
No.
Nope. It's the Senior Bowl. Announced their two NFL staffs. They're going to be coaching each side. And I said to Hardy, guess who they are? It's the two biggest hardo head coaches in the NFL.
In the
Not
NFL.
Detroit.
Okay, so yes, that's the first thing I said. Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
And he said yes. So,
Joe Judge.
Nope.
Nope. No. Okay, so it's gotta be a team that's out of the playoffs.
Right.
Hardo head coach.
Baltimore. It's Baltimore.
No, I said I said Harbaugh, I said no.
Hardo head coach not in the playoffs.
Is he a head? He's a head coach.
Yep.
Okay. Wow, is he young or old?
He's young.
Young Hardo head coach.
I have to look at the list of coaches.
Team is out of the playoffs.
I can't come up with it.
And it's not Joe Judge.
It's pretty obvious.
It's not Chicago. They got fired. Minnesota got fired. It's not Green Bay. It's not Miami.
Matt Rule.
No,
he's not a hardo.
Maybe I only think this guy's a hardo.
You think he's a hardo?
No.
I think he's clueless at times. What makes you think he's a hardo?
I'm trying to think of who this is.
I would go Harbaugh over him.
Staley?
No.
Okay.
Do you want a big hint?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, Sala?
Is it Sala?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say, he likes to run stairs.
Stair guy.
Yeah, All gas, no brake. All gas, no brake.
Is he not a hardo?
We had another live tool bag. Who was the big tool bag? I think the Titans ran away with the tool bag staff award for me. For the strength coach that does the 500 laps around the field because all of a sudden the gym at the Westin down in Providence all of a sudden isn't open early in the morning because I can't get my work in, but I need to cut my sleeves off and walk around the football field because it's game day. Miami had two guys running the stairs last week, so they're up there too. Hey, but Flores, Brendan Daly, and Chad O'Shea used to run the stairs every week, whether we're home or away. So... yeah, I give it to you. This guy's a hardo.
All right, let's go to Vic, who's in Virginia. What's up, Vic?
Hey, Vic.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I think
this game for Mac is going to be very crucial because I think if we lose, and we lose bad, that you can't stop the pursuit of maybe thinking about Jimmy or Watson next year.
Ooh, wouldn't that be something? If you get destroyed in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Would Bill...
And his arm looks weak. Say you get destroyed and his arm looks weak and the ball falls short and some throws.
Would Bill think about Jimmy G? I don't think he would because that costs too much money.
Plus the kid's... your kid's under control for 4 years and he played pretty damn well this year. Okay? Let his team to 10... First season, let him to 10 wins in a regular season.
Ari and Newton. Hi, Ari.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey.
So all the Belichick haters out there, like just flat out say it, they got to just screw off. Like, I get it. His drafting has not been the greatest. A little bit of me dies inside every time I see Deebo Samuel on the field and see N'Keal Harry on the field. But that's just, there's that. So overall, this Patriots season, right, you got 10 wins. The free agents, everybody is exactly what I thought they would be. Bourne, I didn't know. Aguilar is exactly what I thought. Henry would be exactly what I thought. Johnny Smith, man. I mean, like, there were so many games this year that we just didn't have the guy. And if we had, in a trading market to make a big trade, who was it? Because there were a lot of wins this year that we're not because of our offense. We need another key piece. Who's a guy that you think if you were to trade, who would you trade on the Patriots right now? And who's a great target do you think that we need to pick up?
Okay, trade. What do they have on their roster that anyone's looking for, trade wise? When you have player for player trades, and can we please wait until the offseason to do this? Not doing this today.
Nope.
Joe in New Hampshire. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Going into the playoffs, I just think we need more out of the secondary. There's been too many dropped interceptions. It all started, I mean, when I started noticing it, Adrian Phillips against Buffalo when they were here in Foxborough, 3 minutes to go, 30-yard line, down five, he drops a pass, drops an interception, and from there it's only gotten worse. They got to come up. They got to do better.
Can't afford it this time around, Joe. We talked about that earlier. If Josh Allen puts it in the hands of a Patriots secondary player, they can't drop the ball. They literally cannot drop the ball this time.
No.
Can't have it happen.
Nope.
I don't care if it's a hard catch, and I know that it's explained that the potential catch for J.C. Jackson would have been very difficult to make. Well, if J.C. Jackson wants to call himself, what's he call himself? What's his nickname?
Jackson like, Island, right? J.C.
You know,
Island.
Mr. INT or something, Mr. Interception, whatever it is. Yep. Yeah, you can't call yourself those.
Pat himself on the back.
Yep. Well, in the critical moments against teams in your division, with the division on the line, and you want to be one of the top paid corners in the league, or be considered one of the best corners in the league.
And we tell Mike Reese to watch a highlight. Yeah.
Make the tough catch. Yeah. That's what I would say in response to that. Make the tough one. Darrell Revis make the tough one?
Oh, yeah.
Do the best corners in the game make the tough ones?
Yep.
So that's part of it. No doubt about it. Sully is in Florida. Sully.
Hey, buddies. What's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
Listen, this game is not going to be a blowout Saturday night. And the reason why I know this is because all you got to do is look to the desert. The line is only 4 points. A home team gets 3 points to begin with, and they're only
getting them an extra point. It's not true anymore. We've had conversations with RJ about this. That's changed. The 3-point thing doesn't really exist anymore.
I totally disagree. Because when I knew they were playing Buffalo, I tried to guess the line before I looked at the line, and I thought for sure it was going to be up around 7.5, 8 points, especially after their performance against them in Foxborough 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then it comes out at 4? No.
Any of these games. I don't think any of these games this weekend are going to be blowouts. I think, like I said, five or six of them are all rematches, which means you get a pretty good institution of knowledge about your opponent that you're going up against. That's going to help you prepare and be ready for certain events. And you play against guys, and you're going to recognize things a little bit better. I think a lot of these are going to be rock fights. That's a good thing. It's the way you want round one.
Do you know what the biggest spread of the weekend is?
I'm going to go Sunday night Chiefs-Steelers.
It is. You're right. Six. The number's big, so. If we were to do the football card today, I think you might want to take your Steelers.
What's the number?
Steelers. Okay, how many points would you need? Let's do it. This is fun. This is a good way of doing it.
Okay.
How many points would you need to take the Steelers and feel good about it, Zoe? Well, they're getting 12 and a half.
My God. I'll take them right now.
I got the Steelers right now.
I love it.
I wouldn't take that. I would take 14 and a half. I wouldn't take the Steelers plus 12 and a half.
12 and a half points, Hardy? It's still
that's
a playoff game.
Too. Nope. That Tomlin and those crazy asses that they got in Pittsburgh.
What's he say?
That is disrespect.
We're going to go up there and play those a-holes.
Yep.
I hope he's saying it this week. We're going down there and we're going to play those a-holes.
I will not be transparent for the course of this week that locker room did not get upset or pissed off. And we took it personal.
This is a fun game. Let's talk more gambling on the other side. Right. What do you say?
Okay.
How many points would you need to feel good about betting the teams that are on the board this weekend in the NFL?
I don't know how many points you're comfortable going with up to Buffalo, too.
I've already seen all the lines, but I'll ask you guys.
Okay, I haven't seen them. That'll be good.
Don't look at it. We'll do that
I'm
after
I'm not a professional gambler, as you know, with my record.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.